Thank you, Father.
Who remembers singing that when you were
young? Where was you singing? I sang it in school. In school. God's still in school. If he's in your heart and you're in school, let him out. Do like Darius and let him out with a shout. Let him out. Hallelujah. Let him out with a shout. Let him out. That's what the day of Pentecost was about. God gave and he said, now let him out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be filled. If you're filled, that means something's got to come out. So we got to stay filled. Stay filled with his spirit. Be drunk with that new wine. New wine. Christian can get drunk. We can get intoxicated with the spirit of the Lord. There's your key. With the spirit of that new wine that Joel prophesied. This is that. Darius sang about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's got the whole world in his hand. There's a promise that said nobody can take him out of his hand. Nobody can take us out of his hand. That's a promise. It's a promise we have. Who watched Charlie Brown when you were growing up? It's been on Facebook, it's been in the news, everything. But Charlie Linus told Charlie what the true meaning of Christmas was about. Thank God for Mr. Schultz. He's gone on now, but he knew the true meaning of Christmas. It wasn't in the tree, because thank God it wasn't, because Charlie didn't have much of a tree, did he? But he had friends. He had friends, but he had one friend that knew what Christmas was truly about. Linus. Didn't look like much, did he? Had old blanket around him, had his thumb in his mouth. But when it came to knowing what Christmas was about, he said, look no further, Charlie. I can tell you what Christmas is about. My mom and daddy showed me. It's in the Gospel of Luke, what Kelsey read this morning. That is what true Christmas is, Charlie. And it inspired Charlie Brown. Now he felt like he could take this tree and go decorate it, because it wasn't in the tree. It was in the Christmas, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what the true meaning of Christmas is, what Jesus has done for us. And we're going to continue on this week talking about joy. Jesus is the joy of Christmas. Last week, I'll just quickly recap. We talked about joy is overcoming joy. It's world overcoming. It's a world overcomer. We can count it all joy when we fall into all temptations, tests, and trials. Why? Because we can know, like Paul said, we're going to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That's a good soldier. One that's marching forward is being in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's loving God and loving other people. But standing and firm in what we believe. Right? We're supposed to test every spirit, whether it's of God. Well, how do you know if it's the Spirit of God? You've got to spend some time in His Word. You got to know in whom you believe. You just don't believe every spirit. You test the spirits. Whether they line up to the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. Whether you need a big... I've got all kind of Bibles at the house. I used to have a big one before I got saved and got born again. It was just a big old white Bible. That's one of those Bibles you get when you get married. I'd just plop my feet up beside it, you know. It was still a Holy Bible. Even though I wasn't looking into it or searching it, God was still there. His Word was still there. The Word is near you. It's right here at your mouth. This is the Word that we preach. It's in our heart and it's in your mouth. Yeah. Eat it. Consume it. And let God reveal Himself to you. He's not going to just pop up like a genie out of a bottle. Amen. You got to be searching for Him. Because He's a gentleman. If you seek Him and you're hungry for Him, He'll come to your table. He'll walk right in your kitchen table and sit down. And He'll speak to you. He'll show you where you've been missing it. Where have we missed it? Sin. That's what sin is. Just missing the mark. It ain't just one sin. It's all kind of sins that are out there. Anything that's not of faith, anything that's not in here, is sin. this reveals to us what sin is. It's what right and wrong, black and white. It says God's law. Now, we're not under the law, we're under grace. But law is still, we still need the law. My son needs the law so he'll know how fast not to go. Right? If the speed limit sign's not there, praise God, we're getting there. As fast as this sucker will go. But we've got a law. The law is there to restrain or to restrict us. To protect us. And protect others on the streets, in the roads. See, the law is not bad. It's holy. It's there for our protection. And Jesus fulfilled it. Every jot and every tittle. He took care of it. And then he nailed it to the cross. He said, now what you've seen me do, you go do. Likewise. Love one another. Don't cuss them. Bless them. Love. Show forth the love of God my Father loved me with. Now you go. And then watch people come to you. Watch people fill your churches. Fill your neighborhoods. Fill, want to be around you. Amen. That's a world overcomer. Joy is a world overcomer. And you're not going to find it when God sees your compassion for Him, the things you suffer here on this earth, He sees it. He's making a note. He's writing a book. God sees everything we do for Him. And He's got it in a book. And He never forgets it. And He's going to reward you openly. Here, now, before we get to heaven, He's going to bless. Man, the church got blessed with chairs in there. You look at them chairs, we can sit down and minister on Wednesday night. That's some. I couldn't even figure out how to operate those things. They had so many levers on them. I'm like, this is something you put on the NASA space shuttle. You know what's really good about them? They were free. Free. Guy said, it just walked into a blessing. Just walked into them. But you got to ask. I had to call and ask about these chairs. What do you need them for? The house of the Lord. The house of the Lord. Yeah. He said, well, give me $10 a piece and then I'll write you a check. Donate it back to the church. I started calculating. I said, wow, that's free. Boy, I like that. Yeah. I like that. See, y'all sat in those hard chairs long enough. See, that's you endured hardness in those chairs. For what? At least a good year and a half, you've endured hardness. And the Lord saw your tears. And He saw those chairs sitting in a warehouse getting dusty. But He knew one day my servant. No, he calls me his son now. No longer are we servants, we're his sons and daughters. Because of the new covenant, we are now heirs with Christ. Joint heirs. We can sit down at the Father's table anytime. And He says, because you're a son, I put my son across the path and there's those chairs. Somebody had been praying for chairs. I told Larry, go out and buy some chairs. The church, we got money. Don't think we're not poor here. This ain't a poor house. This is El Shaddai's house. Amen. And we're believing for more. His house to be full. The checking account to be overflowing. To go out and meet every good work. There's works out here. Good works that need to be done. And it takes the church working hand in hand to get it done. Amen. Because He's got the whole world. Those that are in His company, in His hand. See, if you're not in Him, now when we talk about the world, we talk about the kingdom of God. He's got the whole world. Because you can't say, well, what about this person that got blew up? They wasn't in His hand. See, there's new covenant. We got the Passover. If you're not in His covenant, judgment is there. The devil's there to try to take you out. But if you're in the covenant, if you got a covenant with Jesus, you've got angels assigned to you. Amen. They're assigned to everybody. But they will only work to those that believe in this word and confess it, walk in it, believe it. Yes. You got to believe it. Start there. And you can call upon them at any time. Command them concerning His word. The Bible says, command ye me, God says. Concerning this word, we can command God what He said to do. His word. He's the commander in chief. It's kind of like we can put a petition on our president. Protect us, Mr. President. Right? Because we the people. God says, command ye my people. What do you want? What's the devil doing? I've already given you my son. He sacrificed his life. The blood's been shed. Now you operate in it. You command the devil to get out of your house. You command things. Yes. You submit to God, resist the devil, see, and he'll flee. Amen. That's a command. Amen. That's a command he told us to do. Yes. And there's some things we can command his word that's not operating in our life. Operate, healing. I command you to come forth in Jesus' name. Because Jesus paid for my healing. Yes. Body, you were created by God. You were not created to be sick. Rise up and be healed. This is what the Word of God will show you and teach you. And the Holy Spirit will commune with you and fellowship with you and empower you. That's what the day of Pentecost was about. Filling of God's Spirit into His man again. So He could have total fellowship. See, sin separated us from God. It separated the fellowship, but it didn't separate God from us. It separated us going to Him. See, sin will make you want to run from God when God is trying to chase you down and say, come to me. But it takes the blood to cleanse you and wash you in your mind, because God's still the same. His love, He never changed. Remember, Adam ran from God. God came still. He was wanting to have His fellowship in the garden. He said, Adam, where are you? See, sin won't keep you. Sin is not a problem with God. Jesus has already taken care of the sin. Sin's not a problem. It's, do I believe in that sacrifice? Do I believe it's forgiven? See, the devil don't want you to think you're forgiven. The devil don't want you to have joy. We're talking about joy. If you don't know that you're forgiven, if you don't know that you're blessed, if you don't know that you're not trying to get healing, you are the healed, believing in your healing. We don't try to get healed. We are the healed, getting this sickness out of our body. If something's messing in our finances, we need to get it out. Because that's God's. We're supposed to be stewards of His work. Jesus, the joy of Christmas. What is joy? The Bible says it's a fruit of your spirit. It's a fruit of your spirit. That's singular. It's a fruit. It's what's on the inside of you. It's not a feeling. Joy is not a feeling. Did you get that? It's not a feeling. I can't touch myself and feel joy. It's not a feeling. It's an act of faith. It's a fruit of your spirit. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you want to operate in joy, you got to start rejoicing. Paul said rejoice. And again, I say rejoice, knowing this, that the testing of this trial is going to put perseverance and endurance in me. It's going to work patience, and I'm going to let that patience have its perfect work. Amen? I'm going to stand strong as long as it takes. So this week, let's focus on joy, not as last week as an overcomer. Joy is a world overcomer. Joy is also an effective witness. Have you ever seen anybody walk around just with a frown on their face? You just say something to them, they just... rah, 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 rah. You can see people where they are by looking at their countenance. Bitterness, hatred, anger. See, this is where the Lord's really been dealing with me. I've got to slow down. We need to slow down and we need to watch. The Bible says to watch and pray. Watch and pray. We need to be watchful. We see what's going on in our world. And see, we're in the world, but we're not of this world. And we don't have to let this world come in our atmosphere of peace and joy. Joy. No, we take authority over situations, the children of God. We live long on this earth in peace. And when somebody's trying to get my peace and my joy, they're coming against God. They're coming against the kingdom of heaven. And that ain't going to stand. I got to know who I am in Christ. You got to watch. Be watchful in your work of business. I'm not talking about being in fear. I'm talking about watching and discerning people, because the Holy Spirit will tell you something. He'll tell you something about that person. I mean, our country is thinking about all these kind of ways we can watch people and know how to, who should buy a gun or different things. There's one who knows all. There's one who knows all. Only one. That is God. He's above all, in all, and He's through all. The Word of God, Jesus is the Word. Everything that was spoken came through Him. He knows it all. And if we want to be warned, if we want to be protected, if we want to be walking in the blessings of God, we need to be hearing. Amen. Don't go there. Don't be there. Don't hang out with that person. Witness to that person right now. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about how much He loves them. Because the Holy Spirit knows their next step. That step could be eternally damned or eternally saved. If they don't know Jesus and they step across that line, they're at judgment time. They need Jesus. They need the Passover. They need that Passover blood to stop that judgment, impending judgment. Amen? They need some joy. I didn't have joy at one time in my life. I had dread. Dread. I was dreading going to work. Lord's got to help me there sometimes too. Dreading things. Dreading going to the mailbox. Y'all know what we're talking about. Ed McMahon wasn't showing up at my house. I was ready for Ed McMahon to show up so all my problems would be gone. A lot of young people probably don't know Ed McMahon. He used to be the spokesman for Publisher Clearinghouse. Show up with your $10 million, $60 million. I don't remember hearing about a lot of those people. What happened to them? Because see, if you don't have God first, money will go right through your hand. You'll be back in a beggar in the street. But if you've got God, you can take that money and you can filter it and you can build things, create things, bless people. But if you don't have God, it's just a funnel. Holes in your pockets. You're like, where did it go? Where'd it go? Because the Bible talks about wealth by vanity, by illegal gain is vanity. It's just going, you can't hang on to it. So we need the wisdom of God. Joy is an effective witness. And I better get started here. Psalms 100. David was a man of joy. Well, you said, well, a lot of things he went through, but I tell you what, he had joy. Because we sing about a lot of it right here. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. This is a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to His people. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I'm not faithful. I forget. But I talked about Wednesday night, the sun is faithful every morning to rise and shine. It's faithful. See, it doesn't have a choice. It was created to rise and set until we don't need that sun anymore. But see, we have a choice. We have a choice every day to believe or not to believe, to speak life or speak death. There's only two things we can speak, life or death, blessing or cursing. God gives us what He wants us to say. Choose life. Choose to speak life. David said in Psalms 100, make a joyful shout to the Lord. All ye lands, that's what Darius was singing this morning. Because he's got the whole world, I'm in his hands. That's enough to shout about. And the evil one, we stay in his hand, the devil can't touch us. Can't get a hold on us. Can't even see us. I said the devil can't even see you. Yeah. What, how you say that, preacher? You remember reading about, you go read about Jesus in the Gospels. They tried to throw him off a cliff at one time because he was telling people how much he loved them, healing people, setting them free. And they didn't do that at their church. That ain't the way they did things at their church. They said, we need to get rid of this preacher. He's getting into our pocketbooks. They following him and they ain't coming to our church no more. Yeah. See, that ain't the way it's supposed to operate. We all are the body. This is just one part of the body here. We're a whole body. We are the body of Christ. And I'm not the body of Paul. I'm not the body of Larry. We're the body of Christ. And if the body is not doing what it's supposed to, then you need to change bodies. You need to listen to God and be where you're supposed to be. Amen? Because we're not a broken body. We're supposed to be a single body working together, loving one another. Amen? As we see the day coming, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord. It's a blessing to serve God. It'll get you free chairs. Man, if you do things for Him, something's coming. Be watchful. Be looking. Because he's not, he sees you do something, you reap what you sow, but God adds to the sowing, to the reaping. He puts the multiplication onto it. You give, and he gives back exceedingly abundantly above all I can ever ask or think. 30, 60, 100-fold, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, however you want to say it, say like he says. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Singing. Not complaining. Not whining. Not saying how bad the devil's hitting me today. No. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Know that the Lord, he is good. And he is God. He's a good God. Say that. He's a good God. Don't let anybody tell you God is out to get you. He's out to break you. He's out to... None of that. None of the above. He's out to bless you. Bless you. And he already has in his Son. All spiritual blessings have been laid up for us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where your blessings at. It's in Christ. That Christ means the anointed one. The one God anointed. Jesus said, and Paul said, be careful. There's going to be many rise up and say, I'm the Christ. I'm Jesus. There's only one. And he's not here on the earth, but we will see him again, and every eye will see him. Every tongue will confess. That's him, because he's coming. He ain't coming just like everybody. Every eye will see. He's coming in the clouds of glory, and they're going to see him. And we're going to have joy. But those that don't know him, they're going to run. They're going to want to hide, because they know judgment's coming, and it's too late. See, don't wait. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day. Man, don't wait 15, 20 years. Man, when you hear the word, man, I wish I would have jumped on that glory train and gave more attention to the Word of God. I remember school, and we've all been through school. I used to call them those Jesus freaks. You know, they would dress good. We had the preppies in the hoods. I graduated South Idaho High School. The preppy people dressed like this, had their hair all good, one direction. I ain't talking about the group. But the hoods dressed like I did. They had their black T-shirt on, Hank Williams Jr., had their flag, their cowboy hat, had their boots, and they had taps. I put taps on my boots, walked down the hall, click, 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 making, disturbing everybody else. See, the devil always wants to disturb you. Bring noise, confusion. See, the teachers are trying to teach. When you got somebody walking down the hall, click, 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 that's confusion. But see, that really wasn't who I was. See, I was created in the image and likeness of God. But I refused to be like that person over there that had joy. I ran away from that because I couldn't see it in my life. What have I got joy to be about? Why have I got to be? Man, y'all heard some of the things I was brought up in. My dad was an alcoholic. He didn't beat me, but he beat my brothers and sisters and my mother. See, now I know it was the devil in him. See, Christ in me, the hope of glory. If you don't have Christ in you, then you got the devil. There's only two people on this earth. You're either a sinner or a saint, you're either saved or you ain't. And if you're in this world, the devil is the father of this world. And all he's out to do is steal, kill, and destroy. But God is there the whole time, putting people across your path, taking you to Sunday school, taking you to going to a meeting. Parents and teachers. I had teachers that witnessed to me. I'm talking about joy as a witness. But that's what I looked at. I looked at the outside, when all the time God's looking on the inside. I was trying to find God on the outside. You can't find him on the outside because he's a spirit. You can't see him with natural eyes, but you can see the effects in people's lives. You can see a family sit down and pray and believe God and go to church and do it over again because there's something on the inside. They believe this. They're not just doing it to be noticed. They're doing it because there's something greater on the inside of them. It's God Almighty. It's the Spirit of God, Spirit of love. And then he manifests himself to us by healing our body, by healing our relationships. Man, but you got to believe first. It don't happen first. You got to believe first. You got to believe in this joy. You got to believe that Jesus was joy, full of joy. He wasn't walking around, oh, chanting, having this halo over his head. Man, he was dirty. His feet was dirty. His hands, he probably had dirt underneath his fingernails. He was in the desert. He had sandals on. He was sweaty. He had long hair. But he was full of joy. He knew where he came from and he knew where he was going. And he was there destroying the works of the devil. And now this is what he's called us to be. Filled with joy. Unspeakable joy. Jesus, the joy of Christmas. And it's not just the month of December. It's every day. We can have joy every day. Living in this joy is the most effective way to reach people for Christ. And you can't give, and I'll say, you can't give somebody something you don't have. So if you don't have Jesus, don't try to witness. Well, if you don't have Jesus, you ain't going to be a witness. I'll just tell you that right now. You might try to be religious.
Yeah.
Jesus had joy doing it. Yeah. He had joy seeing them devils come out of people and go into pigs. Amen. That's where they belong. No, they don't even belong in the pigs, do they? They weren't created to be in pigs and animals. They were created to worship God. Angels. They turned into demons because they rebelled. They turned into darkness. So that's what I was in school. I was a rebel. I had my black clothes on. So you can see things. You can see people where they are. Look at what they're wearing. What's coming out of their mouth. See, we don't judge. We judge by what's coming out of the mouth. We judge by the fruit. That's how we know an apple tree, a lemon tree, a pear tree, by the fruit. This is how we know if you're in the kingdom of God or you're not. What's coming out of your mouth? Because out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. And that's where we determine, I need a witness to this person. Amen? They need Jesus. They need joy. Living in joy is the most effective way to reach Christ. People need this joy. This joy will make you like a magnet for the unsaved and for the brokenhearted. You won't have to go get them. They'll come to you. Reading the Gospels, how people flock to Jesus. He didn't hold nothing back. He gave all that he had. He was tired. And somebody come up wanting to be healed. As long as he had breath in him, as long as he was awake, he was healing. And he was tired. He got tired. But that anointing never gets tired. The Spirit of God never sleeps and never slumbers. Now the flesh will, but Jesus endured. He pressed on. He had long prayer meetings all day, preaching. He did it full time, 24/7. Why do we have such joy? Let's go to 1 Peter. You say, was there two Peters in the Bible? No, just one. He wrote two books. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. There's one Jesus, there's one God in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Get a little teaching here this morning. Don't let anybody tell you there's only one God. I'm going to read verses 1 through 12. Why do we have such joy? Peter said, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, I'm not going to try to pronounce that, in Asia, to the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, Jesus called his Father God and his Lord. God and Father. See, we can, Jesus, the Spirit of Christ cries out, Abba, Father. See, we have the same Spirit. We call God Father. Who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You want to know if somebody believes? If they're born again? They got to believe that Jesus not only died, but that he rose from the dead. Yes. Muhammad's dead. Buddha's dead. They are not alive. They're living, but their body's in the ground. Jesus' body did not stay in the ground. It came out of the ground by the power of God Almighty. Because there was no sin in him. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance. That's why he rose. To bring us our inheritance. Read. Incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away. Reserved in heaven for you, Vicky, for you, Larry. It's reserved in heaven. Who are kept, say kept, yeah. by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Anybody had trials lately? Trials. Verse 6, verse 7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though your faith, this is Jesus, this is Peter talking about the difference, money compared to faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though your faith's going to be tested by fire. That's where those trials are coming in. May be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ when He comes again. Whom having not seen, we can't see Christ, we love. This is where Peter's getting his joy from. Peter actually saw Him, and he's saying this for our benefit. Whom having not seen, read, you love. Though you now, you do not see Him, yet we believe. You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory because of that hope that we have in Jesus Christ's return, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Somebody help me. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and He is the end. All those trials in between, this is where you got to draw your hope from. Jesus endured every trial of temptation so that we could have a way of escape. That door is open. That's an escape route right there. Whatever you're facing, whatever trial is coming upon you, you got to get to your joy. You got to get into your joy bucket. Start praising God, singing God, and you'll see that door. You'll see that escape route. That's my way out. It's going to start with singing. It's going to start with you getting into joy. Joy is in your spirit. It's in your new born again spirit. Of this salvation, verse 10, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you. Talking about Jesus, which was going to come. Searching what or what manner of time. The Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when He testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. See, our suffering down here is just but for a short time. Just like the Lord. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported. Talking about the old people in the Old Testament. They never could see Jesus, but they believed, and they were prophesying the things that they were seeing in the Spirit were going to happen to us. And they believed. They never attained it, but they believed it. Man, we have received the grace of God. We have seen things and heard things that they didn't see with their physical eyes, and we've heard it, and we've touched. Have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. From heaven, things which angels desire to look into. We are more precious than angels. That's what the devil got so upset about. He wasn't happy with what God had gave him. He wasn't happy with his lot. He wanted man's lot too. He wanted everything that we had. And he stepped out of his jurisdiction and fell. And man, we fell right with him. We fell right into his deceit. He deceived us in believing that God brought evil too. And stripped us naked of our authority. And then now, because of the fall of Adam, we have a relationship then with sin, with death, with the devil, that God never intended. But Jesus, filled with joy, went to that cross, became the sacrifice so that we could come back to the Father. Keep your heart and mind focused on Jesus, not just in the month of December, but every waking hour. Let us draw near to Him and hear His word. Hear His heartbeat. His heartbeat. The souls, which is the souls of all men, to come like we came today and dine at His table. To come and sup with Him. What can the effects of joy have on others? Quickly, I want to read you what joy, how it can affect others. Let's go to the book of Acts. This is what happened after the resurrection, after the day of Pentecost. started the book of Acts. This is when the church was born. This is when men and women, and we're in that age, were filled with the Holy Ghost. No longer did the Spirit, just the Holy Spirit and God's power come upon people. He came within us. When you get born again, you're born again on the inside. On the inside. Acts chapter 16. Let's see what this joy, what effects of joy can have on others if we decide to act in this joy. See, joy is not a noun. Joy is a verb. It's something you've got to do. Rejoice. You've got to tap into it. You've just got to start doing it. And when you do, it's an act of your faith, and then God kicks in. The supernatural kicks in. Amen. Acts chapter 16. I haven't ever been in a building when God was shaking it. I've heard a lot of earthquakes. You know, Jesus said there's going to be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes. But I'm talking about God doing some shaking. Acts 16, verse 16. Let's start there. This is about Paul and Silas. And it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl that was possessed with a spirit, say possessed with a devil, of divination, which is astrology, soothsaying, fortune teller, and that spirit is still in the earth today. A slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. Now Luke's telling this after the fact. Paul didn't know this at the time. You got to see here, you got to test the spirits, whether they be of God or not. And to test the spirits, you got to have the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can't test Him in your human spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Because He's holy. Amen. There's only one Holy Spirit, one God, three persons. This girl followed Paul and Silas and cried out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." I don't see nothing wrong in that, do you? These are servants of the Most High God, proclaiming the way of salvation. And this she did many days. See, it wouldn't be so bad if she said something different. You know, God gives you new wine. He gives you something new to say the next day, right? He ain't just a one-line God. He fills you to overflowing. If these servants are the Most High God, and she knows it, she's going to know a lot more about them. But she kept saying the same thing over and over, mocking them. And this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed. See, the Holy Spirit's not going to, if somebody's speaking good of God, it ain't going to bring annoyance, it's going to bring joy. See, Paul wasn't experiencing no joy in what she was saying. Didn't bring joy, it brought annoyance. Paul got fed up with it, turned and said to the Spirit, not to the girl, but that Spirit was operating in this girl, said to the Spirit, "I command you." This is our place and authority of Christ. You can command things. "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her." And he came out. Same hour. Paul, I didn't hear Paul saying, "I command you to come out. I command you to come out." He said, "I command you to come out," one time. He came out. But when her master saw what had happened, their hope of profit was gone. Uh-oh. See, that's one key right there. Is this preacher preaching something to get money out of your pocketbook? That's not the Spirit of God. See, she was going around saying all these things, but she was getting money from people, telling them spiritual things, and they were giving her money, and it was making her masters rich. Well, that spirit got cast out, and guess what? She didn't have no power no more. She didn't know anything. She didn't know your stuff anymore by that devil spirit. And now she wasn't making no money, so her masters, they were angry. And they said, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities, took them down town hall, Concord, because they were preaching the gospel, healing people, telling them how good God is. And they brought them to the magistrates, to the courts, and said, "These men being Jews exceedingly trouble our city." These Christians are speaking things that we don't believe, saying things that we don't like. "And they teach customs which are not lawful for us." They were telling them the law. They're preaching Christ. "Because we're Romans, to receive or observe. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes, commanded them to be beaten with rods." Now this was a beating. Man, they took Paul and Silas and stripped them and beat them with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into a prison, a dark prison, couldn't see nothing. This ain't the jail we think of that prisoners are in. If Jack was here, he could testify. They got it good at prisons. This wasn't one of them good prisons. This was in them dungeons. Dark. Rats. Stinking. I mean, you didn't have a port-a-john. It was pretty much, I ain't going to get no more graphic than that. You got to go, you just got to go. Commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Don't you let them go, you watch over them. Having received such a charge, the jailer put them into the inner prison, inner circle prison, and fastened their feet in the stocks. Just think about it, they're on a wall, they're on a rock wall here. Can't move, they're chained, feet and ankles chained. Bleeding up against a rock. Just to think about the infections, all the stuff we think about. Man, there are open wounds on this on rock, and that don't feel good. But at midnight, say midnight. Lewis is already there. At midnight. I mean, I don't know what time it was when they put them there, but it probably wasn't long that they got a song. It wasn't long they got a song. At midnight. Like Darius broke through with a song. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. I think there was a lot of tongues and interpretation going on. Like the day of Pentecost. Because Paul said, I'll sing in the spirit and I'll sing with my understanding. Great is God and greatly to be praised. That's tongues and interpretation. Magnifying God. Praising God. Because we are His. See, that's joy. That ain't something they were feeling. That's something they had. Jesus, they dipped into that Jesus bucket and got them some joy and started singing. Couldn't see each other. Started singing. They could hear each other. Praising God. And who was listening? There was prisoners listening. They were listening. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. Praise the Lord. And the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open. And every chains were loosed. And don't say how long they were singing, but they sang till the chains broke loose. They sang till there was a shaking going on. And people were listening. Prisoners were listening. And the keeper of the prison, he got woken up. He was asleep. And he saw the prison doors opened. Supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword, he was about ready to kill himself because what they did back then, if you lost the prisoners, you lost your life. But Paul called with a loud voice. How did Paul see that jailer? Through the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit spoke, Paul, this is what you've been singing about. Silas, this is what we've been singing about. He showed this jailer getting ready to take his sword. Paul cried out with a loud voice, full of joy. Full of joy. Don't harm yourself. For we are all here. All here in this prison that you put us in. Illegally. And he called for a light. The jailer called for a light. And he ran down. Fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Get a picture of this. And he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? You see what joy can do for a witness? No matter how you're being treated, man, we get put in jail, we're like, bless God, I'm going to go to the magistrate and I'm going to protest this. Just get you a song and start a singing. What we got to do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus. Don't believe on me and Paul singing here. It ain't our singing that got you saved. It's the one that got this earthquake going. He's the one doing the shaking. Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved and your household. Not only can you believe for you, but the same God that saved you, He can take care of your whole house if they'll believe. Because God's no respecter of persons. You could be the difference in your family turning to Christ. You can be the difference. Why don't you make the change? You start singing the song. Get off of that dark road. Get on the glory road. Sing the song for Jesus. and watch people come to you. And then you can lead them to Jesus. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour, this jailer took them the same hour of the night, and he washed their stripes. The ones that probably watched him gave the stripes, now he's washing and cleaning them up. And immediately he and all his family were baptized. They didn't wait. They said, let's get baptized right here. And they didn't say water. I think they got baptized in that same power that Paul and Silas had, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because it wasn't the water that got them out. It was the power that got them out. Amen. It takes power, God's power, to believe, to sing when you don't feel like singing. That's joy. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them. Now he's feeding them. Not him, but he's feeding all them prisoners too. They don't want to run. They just got born again. This is church now. And they rejoiced. They rejoiced. Having believed in God, all his house. Ain't that awesome? That's the effect joy can have on others. In concluding, true, there is joy. Joy brought deliverance to themselves. The chains were loosed. But the greater miracle was that the prisoners didn't run to escape. See, that's the greater miracle. They prayed. The chains were broken loose, but that wasn't the miracle. The greatest miracle was they wanted what Paul and Silas had. They ain't never heard such singing. Had a lot of quaking going on. Instead, they ran to Paul and Silas, which represented Jesus. See, don't never run. Don't run from God. Run to God. I ran from God many years because they wanted what they had. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. They didn't look like it, though. Joy is a force to be reckoned with. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the joy of Christmas. Anybody got some joy stirred up this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're not living in that age, but the Bible says our time's going to get darker and darker. We might have to stand in those prisons. We don't know, but we need to be prepared today what we're going to do for tomorrow. Amen? And it takes the Spirit of God to do that. First of all, I want to, if there's anybody here with every head bowed, if you're not sure Jesus is your Lord and Savior, that's the first step to having this joy, that we would open up this altar to you today. If you're not sure Jesus is your King, I'd like you just to lift your hand up because we want to pray for you. And there's others listening by the way of the internet. If you're not here and your hand goes up, we can believe right now by the Spirit of God, if your hand's up, that's just you making a commitment to Jesus. And the Bible says, all those that believe on the Lord Jesus, call upon His name, all those that call upon His name shall be saved. So I don't see any hands in here, so I'm believing we all know King Jesus. And it's in that knowing that we'll want to confess Him. Jesus said, if you confess me before the Father, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before the Father. See, once we get born again, we've got that joy is not for us just to experience it, it's for us to be a witness, to help others get to where we are. So Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, for this joy. Unspeakable joy you have given us this morning. To know you and the sufferings that you went through, Jesus, that we don't have to go through those sufferings, Lord. We come to you just as we are. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Jesus, I thank you for sending the Holy Spirit and giving us, filling us with that power to be an effective witness out here in these last days. To be ambassadors for Christ. That, Lord, we are your ambassadors. That we are your ambassadors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hey, Kimbla la sete, Kimbla la se. Kimbla la sete, Kimbla la sete, Kilo se. Hela kumbla la sete, kilo so, kumbla sete. Kimblo sete, kimblo soto, kumbla sete, kimblo se. Kimblo sete, Kimblosete. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God wants you to know, just like Paul, he saw that jailer in darkness. He saw. In darkness, he saw through the darkness, and he saw that darkness was trying to take that jailer out. That represents the devil. You have the Spirit of God on the inside of you, and you can see things and know things. God says, believe Him to see things, to see into the enemy's camp, and be that intercessor. Be that Christian that cries out and steals the enemy. That we can bind the power of darkness. We can't change their will, but we can bind the power of the devil. We can be that intercessor that stands in the gap until they see the light of the glorious gospel. The devil is just blinding their eyes. But we have power over him as a church. The Spirit of God says, you have power. God has given you His power. Hey, hey. It's not my power. It's God's power. But it's given to the church. Church, you have power. Church, you will not quit being tread on. We're supposed to tread on the serpents. Jesus said, don't let nobody tread on you. Don't let the devil tread on you. You put him under your feet. Put the devil under your feet. Because he's a defeated foe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we speak to Elaine right now. Elaine, Fur, right now. By the Spirit of God, we release our faith for Elaine to be completely healed right now for that imbalance that's going on in her. Lord, wherever this spirit of infirmity is right now, by the Spirit of God, we command it to leave. We take authority over that spirit of infirmity that's bringing imbalance to Elaine, and we command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the Spirit of God that indwells Elaine, Lord. And she sees it right now. She sees her deliverance. She hears it right now by the Spirit of God, and she's already received it, and now, Lord, she operates in it. That we're not supposed to take lightly the works of the devil. We're called to destroy his works, just like Jesus did. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. That work's been destroyed in Jesus' name. That she has joy, unspeakable joy, because she is filled with your Spirit. Hallelujah. We speak peace to that home right now in Jesus' name. Because the Prince of Peace lives on the inside of her and Frankie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.